yet. I'm back, guys. Gone already? DLE, I'm still heading that way.
Still here.
Well, Anthony, Marshall, y'all been doing okay? Anything exciting going on in your life?
Over here, this stuff is in, like I texted you yesterday, northwest corner of Polk County, and we're down in extreme southeast corner. So it's 15, 20 miles away and seems to be moving, expanding to the west, so we're good there. Boys came up last Wednesday and did some painting for Mama and hung around till Sunday when they went home. But other than that, it's just the usual run to Chris's doctor's appointment and then play around the shack, try to stay out of trouble.
Not much this way, just coming off a long work weekend. I can work today, then I'll be off for a few days. Just been fiddling around. Hope the weather and stuff start working on the 31 Pontiac and get some other stuff going and finally get back out on the lake a little bit. That'd be good. Hopefully they get these fires under control here. There's some rain coming this weekend, so hopefully that'll help them out. It's enough to make a difference. But what kind of, you said a 31 Pontiac? What are you working on there?
With a 1931 Pontiac, the 401 two-door with the rumble seat. The car's like 98% there in really good shape. It's probably going to be one of the first ones that I'm going to not hot rod. I'm going to try to put it back as original as possible. It's got the old original inline six-cylinder in it, flathead six and all. Still runs. I actually got it running back last summer, but just with the weather and everything, I didn't have a chance to really mess with it a lot.
A pretty cool idea. Like old cars like that. I wish more people kept them kind of original and didn't hot rod everything. Some of them are nice just to keep the old nostalgia alive.
Thing, I guess with this car, for example, you know, all the brakes and all that stuff are cable instead of hydraulic. And it's just, you can tell, you know, with the technology and stuff through the years and how much more convenient newer vehicles are compared to what they were back then. It's got electric start and everything on, but it's still got the old 6-volt system. And I'm going to try to keep all that as original as possible.
Like I said, I enjoy that kind of stuff. It's not always about the hot rodding part of it. I enjoy the travel through time, basically, from where we started to where we're at now.
One major goal that I have of the car is hopefully by Christmas I can have it on the road enough I want to do toy runs with it. That's something that I used to do with the fire department and stuff like that when I had my other vehicles, my Chevelles and Camaros and stuff. I ain't got to do that in quite a few years. And so that's something I'm very much looking forward to doing. I enjoy doing charity stuff like that, especially for kids.
Anything to benefit the kids is a win.
It's a rumble seat. And you wouldn't believe how much space is in front of that thing when you open it up and just pack it slab full of toys and just do the toy run with it.
Cool idea.
Originally belonged to my wife's stepmother's father. Then he passed away, then she got it, and now we got a hold of it, and I've been working on it for Kiki for Zilly.
Did all put it back together and working and functioning the way it used to, and enjoy it for a while. The boys up painting the outside of the house or the inside of the house?
The inside. You know, we got areas like the kitchen over the cabinets and behind and above the refrigerator that we just couldn't reach. Neither one of us really needs to be climbing around on ladders, so our boys came up and took care of all that for us.
And a good visit, I'm sure.
It's just the boys. Are you affected by these fires? What about the one down there on Table Rock?
Technically affected by the fires as of yet. Where I park my tool truck, I might I had to reconsider where I'm parking it right now. It's about the closest thing. And the house is, it's in no danger at the moment. Let's put it that way.
These fires are moving away from us, and so that's pretty rugged territory, and kind of hard to fight stuff in there. And Polk County hasn't done jack for cleaning up some of the stuff in those woods.
But I'm here at the hospital. Hope everybody has a good day and be safe out there. I'll talk to everybody later. KQ4ZLE.
Careful out there. Have a great day. KO4HKX.
Anthony, stay safe. W4MKH.
73 Anthony. KN4TFW.
Rack in.
Yeah, I figured I better stop and get some fuel before I had to walk.
Get fuel once a week in that thing. I said, what's going on there?
More than once a week, but it doesn't have a very big tank. Only put 9 gallons in it. But I'm getting about 43, it looks like, out of it. You know, I got 60 out of the other.
Bigger vehicle now.
Aerodynamic.
I'll be right up here where this Persimmon Ridge fire is at. In that general location.
Brother-in-law's brother lives right up in there, right off that Oil Camp Creek Road or back up over in there.
Evacuated last night.
Run out today, pick up 2,000 pounds of salt.
The water conditioning or something?
Softener for the boiler, makeup water. Hit the gates. I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Everybody have a safe day, and catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, and be careful out there. KO4HK.
W4MKH.
I'm rolling into my first stop, so I'm going to say 73. You be careful if you go anywhere, and have a great day. KO4HKX.
Have a good one driving around out there. Hope your route doesn't take you up near any of this mess. So probably be here in the shack most of the day. May go over to Columbus and pick up some stuff, but that's about it. W4MKH back to monitoring and playing around the internet, waiting for the HFNet to start.